1160 AM.
Well, the commissioner of the NBA said there should be federal legislation on this issue, in part to avoid what's happening now. My greatest concern is that there will be, in essence, a hodgepodge of regulation controlling sports betting that will vary from state to state, jurisdiction to jurisdiction, and will make it necessarily increasingly difficult to monitor betting on our very own sport. What prompted this conversation was actually an op-ed piece that the commissioner of the NBA wrote for the New York Times, and it's been interesting to follow up on that. And other commissioners have differing points of view, and Commissioner Silver said, I leave it to them to make any public statements they would want. Private meetings, however, are going on, as we understand it, between counsel for the various leagues. Now, who actually is participating, you know, who knows? But Silver is the only active commissioner to publicly support the legislation. NFL says its opposition to legalized sports betting has not changed. Major League Baseball, they're transitioning to a new commissioner, declined comment. NHL's Gary Bettman, has been the only commissioner to speak out since Silver's op-ed and said, quote, I think there needs some attention to be paid to what sport is going to represent to young people. He said, should it be viewed in the competitive team-oriented sense that it is now, or does it become a vehicle for betting, which may, in effect, change the atmosphere in the stadiums and in our arenas? In the story from ESPN, I did not see a response from professional soccer. But with Bill Manning, we actually get kind of a foot in both worlds, professional soccer, and we also, with his past experience in the NBA. And Bill, as always, I so appreciate you joining us, the president of Real Salt Lake.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you. It's been far too long since we've chatted. We're all anxious for soccer. We're excited about the good news out of the Fair Park and what's going to be unfolding there. Some really good things are happening with and for and surrounding soccer in our great state.
Yeah, no, we had a busy off season, and you know, we're excited for the new year, and you know, a lot of things. Like you said, there's a lot of really positive things going on. So we never want to rest on our laurels. Want to continue going forward.
We decided today that we needed to reach out. We've reached out to the Utah Jazz. Have not heard back yet from Randy or Greg or Gail or anybody over there. But I so appreciate you getting back to us, especially since your expertise in professional sports goes on beyond soccer. What are your thoughts about what the commissioner of the NBA, Commissioner Silver, is saying?
Yeah, you know, I just had a chance to read the article. And, you know, look, Adam is a very bright guy. And I think in essence he's saying this should really be a federal issue because you have a number of states now that are you know, going out there and introducing bills to legalize sports betting in their state. And so, you know, as a sports league, I think he's saying, look, how the heck can we monitor this if it's different from state to state? When I look at it that way, I think he's kind of saying, hey, we need to have a federal legislation on what we're going to do here.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I think you're right. And to have the hodgepodge that he referred to, not only different laws all over the place, but illicit gambling that's going on all over. And you think of some of the biggest sports scandals of all time, beyond doping and so on. You look at the gambling influence going clear back to the Black Sox. And you look at people now that aren't in the Hall of Fame for professional baseball because of it. And your gut feeling, Bill, is because obviously just in the quotes that I gave, some have not given any quotes, but some, the NFL has said they're not changing their policy. And others are saying, what does this say if we're more of a vehicle, not just for fan involvement, but we become a vehicle for betting. Are there any thoughts from you on that?
You know, me personally, I struggle with it a bit. You know, I just it can call into all kinds of gray areas. You know, I know overseas in soccer, there's been some issues with betting that have really undermined the game. And, you know, it's a struggle. But, you know, I think what's happening is, you know, Vegas does have sports betting. And I think some of these other states that have casinos are saying, why can't we do that?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I see that. And, you know, obviously, you know, gambling is a huge industry. But as a professional sports team and you know, involved in three different leagues, That's it's difficult for me to digest the concept that people are betting across the country on all these games, and then it kind of opens up. Hey, who's approaching players about?
Yeah,
things to throw a game, and so it's a fine line, and so I struggle with it a little bit, but I certainly would need to really hear more and how things are going, but I do agree with Adam Silver though. I don't think it should be a state by state. I think it should be a national issue that is consistent across the country.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder how our friends in Nevada feel. You know, we have so much in common with our neighbors to the west, and for so many years they had a monopoly on legalized gambling. That has obviously deteriorated over the years to full-tilt casinos elsewhere and lotteries, everything else. Utah and Hawaii were the only two states in the union that have no form of legalized gambling at all. And I wonder what Nevada's response to this would be. And then also when Commissioner Silver talked about the estimate is, nobody knows, but the estimate is that nearly $400 billion illegally wagered on sports each and every year. That's a half a trillion dollars.
Oh, no, it's staggering. I mean, it's one of these things, too. You can't turn a blind eye to it, right? It's such a massive part of this country. I mean, I've gone to Las Vegas, and I'm not a big gambler at all, but I've enjoyed sitting at a craps table for an hour or whatever. It's just – and I've never, ever bet on sports. But do we all play an NCAA basketball bracket, right,
yeah,
when you throw
no.
in $5? Everyone does, right?
Yeah.
And so that is still – a form of betting on sports, and some of that's in good fun, but when you do get into the casinos and betting on sports lines and over and unders, and it's just it's done, but I think that it's a very, very tough issue, and I imagine Nevada doesn't want any other states to have legalized sports gambling. So it'd be interesting to see how that plays out. But I think the biggest thing Adam is saying is this should really be a federal issue.
Yeah, consistent throughout the United States. Bill, I always appreciate our conversations. I'm looking forward to a great soccer season this year, and it's really fun to watch what that great franchise has done. I look now at what, as I mentioned, out of the Fair Park, the expansion. You mentioned three leagues. It really is exciting. It's amazing where professional soccer has gone to and come from in our state, and I appreciate your efforts.
Thank you, Doug, for everything. Appreciate it.
Bill Manning with us from Real Salt Lake.